Rich Brumley.
Why don't you stand? Why don't you just worship with me?
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Yes, we
do. I love you. I love you, Lord, today.
Yeah.
just want you to know that we love you, oh God. You're the reason why we exist. You're the reason why we live, oh God. You're the reason why we stand. Father, I'm asking that you look upon me now, oh God. Lord, I'm asking that you allow me to decrease as you increase, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you would take me now, oh God, into the hidden mysteries of your word, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you would touch each heart, each ear, that is to hear the word coming from you one day, oh God. Lord, I'm asking that you would let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Because I believe that you are my hallelujah. Strength, oh God.
Yes, sir.
And my freedom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you love God, I want you to think of my name, God, praise you.
Hailstorms,
and all other varieties of storms.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus is saying to us today that I'll be in your storm.
Amen.
Storms that do a lot of damage,
amen, amen,
to the human body. Storms that damage relationships, amen, amen. Y'all praying with me, amen,
amen.
And destroys families.
That's right. Yeah.
Storms that rip at every soul of humanity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Storms, amen, that happen in Christian families.
Amen.
I wish I had a witness in here, amen. No matter how dedicated a person may be to God, there are times they will go through storms. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Storms that will challenge everything that you ever stood for. Amen.
Amen.
Bishop, I'm going to try to preach. Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
One of the warning signs that broadcasts for dangerous weather is to find shelter. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Some place of safety.
Yes.
Comfort. Amen. Refuge. Amen. From the storm that is brewing. Amen.
Jesus.
Like most people, we will wait until the very last moment. Then we'll try to find
shelter.
Amen. There are some people who don't even think the storm will be bad enough, amen, to hurt anything, amen, to require a need for shelter. Yeah, amen. So they never prepare for them, and then when it hits, it leaves their lives in shambles. Amen.
Amen.
Homes and precious things, amen, are scattered and destroyed.
Yes.
More recently, we have experienced storms of such nature, amen.
Yes.
And the broadcasters, amen, the news people, they will continue to warn the people to move out and to evacuate,
amen,
to flee from danger, amen.
Amen.
I heard someone say this, first natural, then spiritual. Amen. Amen. And then what happens is, in the natural, we wait to the very last minute to find the safety that we need, the protection from the storm. In like manner, we as believers do the same thing. Amen. We go through the storms of life, and we get all the warning signs that there is a storm coming, amen.
Yes.
There is something brewing, amen. And we have warning signs after warning signs, and we hear the preacher or the pastor, as it were, tell us to run for safety.
Safety, amen.
But like in the natural, amen.
Well,
we wait to the last minute.
Jesus.
And sometimes it's too late.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The wind of anger, amen, amen, amen. Can get out of control.
Amen.
And we say and do things that can never be forgotten. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And never even be forgiven, if there was so many things. Amen. See, material things can be replaced. Lives can't. Amen.
That's true.
Relationships, once it hits by a hurricane force or storms, most of the times it's hard to recover.
Amen.
Life can never be the same.
Well.
Storms of life can break trust, amen. And jealousy is a rage in itself. And I believe that it is the worst type of storm,
amen.
This is a kind of jealousy that is a sin and not a characteristic of a Christian, amen.
All right.
The question will be asked, well, what is a Christian, amen? Well, I believe that a Christian is just simply being Christ's like, amen.
There you go.
The root word to Christian is Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
So how can we be a Christian if we don't have Christ?
Amen.
You see, I find time and time again that many of us, amen, us, amen, it's inclusive, those that are believers, we talk about, amen. We profess Christ, amen. But so many times when the storms come, we really find out, do we possess Christ?
Amen.
Yeah, hey, hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
When we use the word jealous, we use it in a sense of being envious of someone who has something we don't have. The kind of jealousy, as I said, is a sin that is not a characteristic of a Christian. It shows that we are still being controlled by our own desires and fleshly lusts. Amen. The Bible says, let us not become conceited, provoking envy in each other. And a lot of people assume things. This is called jealousy. Accusations that lead to a storm that can get away and get out of control so fast.
That's right.
The mind can rage like a sea in a tropical storm. Amen. When it hits, it lands and it destroys everything that is in that path.
Amen.
If you're like me, when I hear about a tropical storm brewing, amen. And most of the time it's way out somewhere in the sea.
Yes,
and as they begin to monitor the storm and they look for what's called the eye of the storm.
Yes,
and that eye of the storm is the worst part of that storm. And it tries to see what direction it's going to take. Amen. So what they do is they begin to call it a tropical storm because it will do little to no damage. Amen. It may not cause an uproar like a real full-blown storm will cause. Some of us right now, we are going through some tropical storms. Amen. Oh, yeah. Things are coming our way, and we know that it's coming. But we're not taking note of the storm because we say, oh, it's not going to matter to anything. I can still continue to do the same thing I'm doing. I can still continue to say the same things that I'm saying. I can still continue to live the same way that I'm living because it's just a tropical storm. And if you notice, tropical storms rarely get a name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Don't work with me on today. Amen. See, it happens that when a tropical storm, when it begins to pick up velocity, and it begins to pick up speed, and it begins to get into the sea, what happens is it becomes more fierce because the winds begin to increase, amen, and the waves begin to get a little rougher, amen, and then they categorize it as a hurricane,
amen.
And those of you know that most hurricanes, they do get names too,
amen.
We have male hurricanes, amen, that are real bad, amen. They do a lot of damage, amen. But it's something about those female named hurricanes, amen. When they come in, oh, hallelujah.
Preach.
They don't leave nothing undone, amen. I heard someone say that if you want something done, you get a woman to do it. Amen. But the storm, the hurricane, amen, when it begins to come, it begins, they name the storm, and now we have to take cover, amen, because it's getting serious right now,
amen.
Some of us sitting in here today are right on the brink of a hurricane, amen. And I don't know what name you're going to get, amen, but I do know that we got to take for cover, amen. We got to go to the shelter, amen. We got to look for the rock, amen. That's higher than I.
Well,
hallelujah. Take my time through here, amen.
Bless you, bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Then out of the mouth comes the hurricane, amen. The mouth of the storm and the hurricane, the force of words, amen, that are damaging and more destructive than we realize at the moment.
Amen.
Then the calm hits and we begin to realize that we were out of control. Talking about personal storms. And we were driven by a force.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can only or could not control. Amen. Now the storm seems to be over. Let's look at the text. Amen. Here we find that Jesus, amen, had just finished ministering. Amen. And he was tired and he was dealing with a multitude of people.
Yes.
And he was teaching them and he was letting them know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.
Yes.
He began to talk and he began to say that those that have a ear, amen, that they need to take heed to what is being said.
Yes.
He began to teach and he began to give, he taught in parables. Amen. and began to let the people know that now is the appointed time.
Oh, yeah, man.
After all this was done, the Bible declares in verse 35 that that same day when it was come, amen, he saith unto him, let us pass over to the other side.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is saying on today, let us pass over to the other side.
Amen.
Some of us on one side, amen, we've heard the word and we have experienced God's grace and we have experienced his glory, amen. And we have seen it be revealed in our lives. And he's saying to us, now there's work to do. Let us pass over to the other side.
Yes, sir.
On the other hand, there are some that have been delivered through the teachings and the ministering of God. And God is telling us, now that you have learned this, now it's time to pass through or over onto the other side. He said, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was, tired and all. Amen. Amen. And he was in the ship, and they began, he said, and there were also other with him, other little ships. And here now, they're traveling on the sea, and oh, well, now here what happens is arose a great storm of wind.
Amen.
And the waves, the Bible declares, that it began to beat into the ship, and began the water began to overcome the ship.
Amen.
Now, those of you that know anything about ships, amen, boats, as it were, that they are supposed to be on top of the water. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They're not submarines. Amen. So when water begins to come inside of the ship or the boat, amen, there is an immediate problem. Amen. Because what happens is the weight of the water and the timing of the water begins to put pressure on it, and if nothing is done, it begins to sink.
Yes, sir.
So needless to say, the disciples began to be fearful for their lives. After all that they had just heard Jesus talk about, I want to help someone on today. Amen. After all that they had experienced through the teaching and the miracles that were performed and all that their faith should have been increased, amen,
amen,
they still became fearful so that they didn't even know what to do. Many times we come to church and we come to Bible study, amen, and we learn and we hear the word of God. And as we hear the word of God, the Bible declares that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And as we hear the word time and time again, and week after week, still it seems like when a storm comes up, we don't have the faith that we need in order to get through the storm. I believe that Jesus is aware of this. That's why he's saying to us today that I'll be with you in the storm. Amen. Because some of us, and I say all the time, that we have different degrees of faith.
Amen.
The Bible declares that he has dealt each of us our own measure of faith. Amen. And I believe that each one of us has a degree of faith, but it may not all be the same degree.
Right.
Some of us may have, as it's called, little faith. Amen. Some of us may have the faith that we talk about it as the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us may have wavering faith. Amen. How many of you got wavering faith? Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's all right. Tell the truth. Stay in the church. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Wavering faith. I believe God when everything is going good. Amen. But the time the waves of life come and the storms of life come, I get on the fence. Amen. And I don't quite really believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. That's that wavering faith. Amen. Then we find later on in the text that Jesus talked about having no faith. Amen. He established that he had no faith. Why are you so fearful? Amen. Let's look at verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, and all asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and he rebuked the wind.
Yes.
And he said to the sea, peace, be still. And as the wind ceased, there was a great calm. Amen. When Jesus is in the storm, amen, there is a great calm that comes over. Amen.
Yes.
When he speaks, things happen.
Hallelujah.
Just earlier this week, I was in a meeting, amen. And before we had the meeting, we were praying and we were talking about God. And whatever time that we get into meetings, we have deemed that we will pray first, amen. If we want to conduct any business, we want to pray for direction from God. And there was a part after that after I said that, I believe that they got more comfortable with the arrangement, if you will, and they began to talk about a storm that they were going through. Amen. And the gentleman began to say that he was dealing with some things with his son. Amen. And his in-laws, the son's in-laws. Amen. And as he was dealing with it, it just seems that the relationship had ceased between the father and the son. Amen. That's a storm. Amen. And as he began to talk, I just began to reflect, and I said, then listen, God is still in the midst of what you're going through. And all we have to do is trust God that he's going to bring us through this situation or the storm. Amen. Some of you are dealing with some things on today, and I want you to know that Jesus declares on today that he will be in your storm. Some of you have some financial storms, amen. Some of you have some job storms, amen. Some of you have some storms in your family, but God is saying on today that I'll be in your storm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As there was a great calm, he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Amen. I wasn't there, but I can imagine that sounds very, very stern. Amen. After all that you have seen me do, amen. After all that you have witnessed and have even experienced in your own life, how is it now that you have no faith? That's a word for someone on today. Amen. Out of all of the trials that he brought you through before, amen. All the tribulation and the storms that you've gone through before. Why is it now that you're going through this storm and you feel that you can't make it? Amen. Jesus is saying, why is it that you have no faith?
Lord God.
Many people since the beginning of time have been faced with storms.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Some of the humanity's storms, amen, are caused by finances. Amen. Now that's one storm that I tell you, when that storm come in, amen,
yes, sir.
That changes everything, amen.
Yes.
We can be on cloud nine, amen. Everything is going well, but when that financial storm comes in, amen.
Yes,
well, I wish I was talking to someone that went through a financial storm at one time, amen.
Amen.
When that financial storm comes in, that changes all the rules, amen. It seems like that a financial storm affects your mind, amen. It affects your heart, amen. It affects your health, and so on and so forth, amen. It attacks you so much that you don't know which way you're coming or going.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got prosperous people in here. We never dealt with a financial storm, amen. God bless you, amen. We need to talk about it a little bit more so we can overcome by the word of your testimony. Oh, hallelujah. But when that financial, oh, hallelujah. I just had a flashback. Amen. There was one, yes, oh, hallelujah. I had an account, amen, a business account one time. Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. And I know that my father has shared this story before, and I didn't get hit by the IRS, but I got hit by an attorney. Amen. And the money that I had in the bank, I went there, and it won't there no more. Amen. That's a financial storm, amen. Oh, hallelujah, we had to wrote some checks on that, amen. And there were some things that needed to clear, and you go to the bank and there's not anything there. That's a financial storm, amen.
Yes.
To get laid off by the employer, amen. That's a financial storm, amen. To have everything lined up, amen, for the children's education, and a storm comes in and wipes everything out.
Yes.
That's a financial storm.
Praise him.
Yes.
People can create a devastating storm because of lack of funds to satisfy their wants. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. And I bind that spirit right now, the gambling spirit. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Spending your hard-earned money. Amen. Trying to hit the number. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I promise you that's not on my notes. Amen.
Bless you now.
Amen. Riding down the road and amen. Looking at the license plate number and say, oh, that look, I gotta play that number.
Bless you,
yeah,
bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't like me. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen. Just to digress just a little bit, I had an individual told me, he came and said, he was with his wife, amen, an older gentleman. He said, Pastor,
yeah,
we believe in what you're doing. Amen. Amen. It was a ministry. He said that as soon as we hit the lottery, amen, we're going to bless you. Amen. Boy, I didn't know how to take that one. Amen. I didn't know if I was supposed to pray that he hit the lottery. Amen. Or pray, amen. That's all right. That's what I did. Amen. Or pray for deliverance. Amen. Sometimes we buy more than we can afford to pay. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. And then we see the results of not seeking counsel by God. We're talking about storms. Amen. But I want you to know that Jesus walks on the storms or through the storms, and he treads on these things, and he can be in the midst of the storm that it will be peaceful to deal with. Jesus said that I will be in your storm, and the disciples were trying to cross the sea when the storm was brewing. Many of us are trying to get over to the other side, and we're trying to go deeper, amen, in the Word of God, and we're trying to go to the next level, amen, but it's because of these storms that keep raging in our lives. And the thing about storms are contagious, amen, because they start off in one place, and then the wind begins to move, oh, hallelujah, the natural, and then it ends up creating another storm, and then you have a storm inside of a storm, and as we're going through our life's tribulation and situation, what happens is the same thing, that we get through one storm and another one is awaiting for it. And it seems like we just can't make it through. Our faith has been challenged. Amen. Death is another storm. Amen. When death comes in, that changes all the rules. Death of a loved one or death of a spouse. Amen. When things happen, it causes us to question God. Some of you have never questioned God before, amen. But what happens is that God is trying to move through the storm in order to put us or place us in the place that he wants us to be in. He is trying to let us know that I will be with you always, amen. He said that through everything that you go through, I will be in the midst of your storm, and I will not put no more on you than you're able to bear.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. We hear that and we have made it, I believe, as a cliche that, oh, you know that God won't put no more on you than you're able to bear.
Amen.
But there's truth in that saying, amen.
Yes, there is.
Because that means that if we're going through it, God is saying you can handle it.
Amen.
And I like to tell people that he picked you, amen,
that's right,
out of millions of people in the world to go through the very thing that you're going through right now. The trials that you're going through right now, sitting in this congregation, God chose you to go through that. Your situation may not be like my situation, but God chose you because he knew that you could handle it. That job that you got laid off on, he knew that you'll seek him, amen. That financial situation that you're going through, he knew that he could allow you to go through it because you still was going to have the faith in God to believe that he will provide and supply your every need. What I see is that we are not much or different from these disciples, and as they're rowing against the wind and trying as hard as they could to try to keep the water out of it, their lives were flashing before their very eyes. They became fearful of what was about to happen or what they thought was getting ready to happen. They forgot that Jesus was still on the ship. Some of us, when we're going through our situation, we forget who we have in our hearts. We forget that Jesus said that I will be with you always. We forget that he said that I will take care of you. You don't have to worry about it. I'll be in your storm, amen. Oh, hallelujah, tell your neighbor, I'll be in your storm. I'll be in your storm. When Jesus gets involved, hallelujah, everything changes. We begin to find out that when the storms of life come up, all we got to do is seek Jesus. He's right there, amen. Now, sometimes when we go through these storms, it seems like nothing and no one can help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we do forget.
That's right.
The very thing that we have been taught.
Ah,
the song that's called anger, amen.
Uh-oh.
Makes us, oh, y'all know about this song. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So, you know, there's an interesting thing about anger. The Bible does talk about anger. Amen.
Yes, it
in
does.
In several different passages. Amen. But when he specifically talks about anger, amen, it says, be angry.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
But sin not. Now.
Well.
That kind of seems a little challenging. Amen. Because that means that I can't be angry that long. Amen. Because we can think and sin, amen. We can develop thoughts in our mind, amen. We can omit to do something, amen. So if we're going to be angry and sin not, that means that we can't be angry very long. But that storm that's called anger makes a person lose good judgment, amen. They are going to be right no matter how much damage it causes and who it hurts, amen. Accusations are like sharp objects, amen, that are speared through when a hurricane force comes through, amen. Some may be true that once a storm gets out of control, there's nothing that can stop that particular storm.
That's right.
It seems like it will never end.
Yes, sir.
And most of the time, it leaves everyone devastated.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
The reason is that humanity, amen, is self-centered.
Amen.
It's about me.
Yes, sir.
And what I think, amen. What I want, amen. You know, the human race is a very selfish race, amen. A lot of times, it don't matter how I get what I get, I'm going to get it, amen. I don't care about you or care about how I'm going to get it, amen. We begin selfish because we find ourselves making decisions to satisfy us, amen. We forget all about what we have learned and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to our ear, but we yet want to satisfy us, amen. That's a storm. And then when the storm finally comes and we begin to see all of the damage that it caused, then we're not good for anything. Amen. When the calm of the storm finally comes and we begin to observe the damages that it has caused, we wonder, why did I do this? Amen. Yeah, God, we had God, amen, right there to help us. And one thing I found out in our storms, that God is speaking to us the whole time that we're going through our storms.
Amen.
Many times we don't want to listen, amen. We don't want to adhere to what it is that God is saying to us, amen. While we're going through the storm, he is telling us and he's speaking to us and he's saying that, listen, I got you, amen. I'll help you get through this. And we read our Bibles and the Bible begins to speak to us through his word and we begin to pray to God and we hear God speaking to us, giving us direction as to what we're supposed to do in order to get through the storm. But many times we don't take heed.
Hello.
Amen.
We listen to everyone else, amen, but God, amen.
Amen.
We try to find all the other remedies, amen. But God, amen. They used to sing a song that he tried everything and everything has failed. Try Jesus, amen. I'd like to submit to you on today to try Jesus first, amen. And everything will work out, amen. Oh, hallelujah. But listen, if we have to let Jesus be on board of the ship of life, amen. When if he is on board, we will not sink. And our life will not be lost because Jesus will take care of us. When you see the type of storm that's coming, instead of getting caught in it, amen, we need to run to safety, to a place where we can hide from destruction, and we got to find Jesus, amen. Whatever it is that you're going through on today, this is the place, hallelujah, that you can find your refuge, amen. This is the place that you can find your safety. This is the place that you can find your deliverance. This is the place that you can find your help that you need from the Lord. Where do we run to? We run to the rock, amen, that's higher than I, oh hallelujah. We run to Jesus because Jesus is able. He said he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we're able to ask or think. We got to run to a shelter on today. We got to run for refuge on today. Psalms 91:1 said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We got to run to Jesus on today. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run unto him. And it is safe, and he is safe. We got to learn to pray on today. We got to learn to seek Jesus on today. We got to learn to speak spiritual scriptures, amen, into our lives. See, one thing I learned about being a Christian, we got to speak those things in existence, amen. Even if it doesn't look like it, we got to speak it into existence. That's all God gave us the power to do that.
Yes, sir.
He said that we can call those things that are not as though they were, amen. We can speak life into every day and situation. We can speak joy into every sorrow. We can speak peace into every turmoil. We can speak happiness into every situation. We can speak whatever it is that we want. And God will see us through. He's saying unto us today that I will be in your storm. Whatever it is that you're going through on today, Jesus will be in your storm. The storm of life is raging, and the winds are coming and beating up against the boat. But God is saying on today, I will be in your storm. Whatever it is that you're going through, I will be in your storm. You don't have to worry about it no more. I am with you. I am the God that sits high, and I am the God that looks low. I will be right there. You can run to the rock that's higher than I. That rock is Jesus. Jesus will deliver you. Oh, hallelujah. We got to listen to the storm in life. The storms come to draw us closer to Jesus. When the storms begin to rage in our life, we got to seek comfort in that. We got to seek refuge. We got to seek safety. Because God said that I will be with you in your storm. We got to learn to watch, amen. We got to learn to pray. We got to learn to seek God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Making preparations for the storm, amen. That's why we come to church, amen, to prepare for the storm. These storms of life, they are coming, amen. Oh yeah, they coming. Matter of fact, they're brewing right now. It's way out on the east, amen, and it's coming fast this way. It's beginning to pick up momentum. The storms of your life, amen, hallelujah. The family's trials, amen, the family tribulations that you're going through, that wayward child that you have, that old faithful spouse that you have, oh hallelujah. God is saying that I will be in your storm. We got to look to Jesus, as Hebrews said, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know the story of Peter, amen, and how that the storm of life, or rather, the storm was raging, amen. And he began and just looked and he saw all the things that were going on. And if I could just use my spiritual imagination, amen, it was getting dark, amen. And all the waves and the wind was blowing and they couldn't see right before them, hallelujah. But then all of a sudden they saw something coming from the other side, amen. And as the winds were raging and as the water was beating up against this boat, they saw Jesus that was coming. Peter saw Jesus first, and I believe that he had some faith, amen. And as he saw Jesus coming, he began to ask Jesus that if it is you, bid me to come on to the water, amen. We got to tell somebody on today that Jesus will be in your storm. When you see the storms coming up, we got to know that Jesus is right there. He's not a ghost, amen. He's not a thing of your imagination. He's not a mirage, amen. But he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. We got to know that he is right there. We see him coming right there. But we got to say, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come out into the water. Lord, I believe that that's you. But I have the faith to know that if you, it is you, if I can just come out, you will be there. As he began to come out of the boat, he forgot about his surroundings, amen. He forgot about all the other disciples that were in the boat. So sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes we got to get out of our environment. Sometimes we got to get away from all the naysayers. Sometimes we got to get away from all those people from the legacy of our life. We got to get away from all of those threats that are taking our life. But we got to say, Lord, if it's you, let me come out of the boat. And as I come out of the boat, I'm forgetting all those things that are behind me. And I'm pressing toward the mark, toward the prize of the high call that is in Christ Jesus. And we got to say to him that, Lord, I believe that it is you. Bid me to come out into the water. And the story said that when he got out of the boat, Peter began to walk on the water because he kept his eyes on Jesus. Oh, there's a message in that on today. That if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will not fail. But the moment that we take our eyes off of Jesus, that's when he began to sink.
Every time he lifted his hands up and said, Lord, save me. Because we still have an advocate with the Father. Jesus said, it's not our will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So if you find yourself sinking in your soul, we got to lift up our hands and say, Lord, save me. I believe because of his faith, amen. I believe that he began to pick up Peter, amen. And the Bible declares that both of them walked back into the ship.
That's what it says.
Glory, glory.
Because Jesus is in your soul.
Yes.
But we got to trust him. We got to know that he will do.
Yes, he will.
Just what he said.
Yes,
he will do.
Yes, sir.
And we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Let us stand to our feet. I'll be in your soul. I'll be in your soul. No matter what you're going through on today, Jesus is saying that I will be in your soul.